Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring Shoddy and Slim. Two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaw sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up for Shoddy and Slim.
Welcome to an earful in the mother effing city. We are on show number 9, Slim. Did you think that we would make it this far? Because I sure as hell did not think so.
I thought we definitely would have been canceled by at least show 7.
Yeah.
So we're playing with the house's money here at this point.
Yeah, I agree. I did not think that we would make it this far.
Nope.
For those who don't know, I am Shoddy, and alongside me is my partner in crime, Slim. Not Shady, not Jesus, just plain old Slim. In today's show, we're going to talk about our weekend rewind, the Seattle Seahawks, how dominant they were against the Baltimore Ravens, Seattle weather with how wacky it's been, and fake ass Facebook friends.
Nobody's fake on Facebook. Come on. You're being too cynical.
Crack a please.
You're being way too cynical. Yeah, no, we got a good one here for you guys. It was a little bit of a quiet news week, but that was about the only thing that seems like it's been quiet out there.
Yeah.
How'd your weekend go, man?
Man, so I told everyone last week that I was going to 8-Bit and Renton, and you know what the sad thing was? No one gave me the fucking password for a free drink. No one.
Big opportunity missed out there, guys.
Yeah.
You really missed a big opportunity here.
Yeah. But I'm giving this place free advertisement. If you haven't been to 8-Bit and Renton and you live in south of Seattle or south of Bellevue, hit that place up. It's a great barcade. They got the Simpsons arcade game. They got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in Time.
They got good drafts there too. I remember they had some tasty beers going.
Yes, they do. They have really good pizza there. A little overpriced. It's $13 for a 12-inch pizza, but it's so worth it. It was really good.
Yeah. Just make sure you get another 20 from your mom before you head to the arcade, you know. you're going to need it, but it'll be worth it.
Yeah. Anyway, guess what I did at 8-Bit?
What'd you do, man?
I set the Ms. Pac-Man record there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No kidding. High score?
I was on my fucking A game that night.
Wow,
man.
Look at you. Just fucking killing it with those with those yellow ladies.
Yeah.
Take them any color you can get them, folks.
Yeah, yeah. But the downfall that night was when I played NFL Blitz 2000, the arcade game. And I was a big NFL Blitz guy when I had the Nintendo 64, and there were three cheat codes that I always remembered: Infinity Turbo, Fast Turbo Running, and Big Heads.
Oh man!
For Infinity Turbo is 514 up, Fast Turbo Running 032 left, and for Big Heads 040 up.
Did you write those down, people?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Make sure you wrote those down.
If you
didn't, rewind it, hit the back 30 seconds, and grab a pen and pad. You're going to want those for later.
Yes. So I picked the Dallas Cowboys because they had a pretty stacked team in the 90s, and that was around when this game came out. They still had Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith. And the guy I played picked, I think he picked the Bears. Yeah, which is weird because the Bears, they weren't shit then. So we played, and I put the codes in, and the guy's like, "Man, you're gonna beat my ass," because he thought I was a pro because I just knew these codes. No, he ended up beating me 34-17.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and the Cowboys were like the second best team in that game next to the Denver Broncos. And they had Terrell Davis, John Elway. They had that stacked defense with that Roy Head, Bill Romanowski.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Really? That game blitzed. That game was fun. I had it on Nintendo 64. It was fun until you realized how to cheat in that game. And
oh, yeah.
All you had to do was anytime somebody threw a deep pass, you just took out their wide receiver before they had a chance to get it.
Yeah.
And no one could ever complete a pass at that point.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, that's why they have pass interference in the NFL. Because if your teammates from the sidelines would just yell that the guy was getting the ball thrown to him, and then you just tackle him right then. You wouldn't even give him a chance to get to the ball. So that kind of killed that game for me, but it was a fun one. I was always big on the NBA jams. That was always my jam.
Boom shakalaka!
NBA jams.
He's on fire!
Is it the shoes?
God, yeah, no, that was a fun you know one. What? You know what I couldn't stand about NBA jam? Those hot spots. You're up by six with 4 seconds left to go, and then the 8-point hot spot comes. Your opponent hits a jumper from the 8-point hot spot. Boom, you lose.
Yep. Hey, you know, he pulled up from half court. That's a fucking deep
shot. No, he pulled it from inside the 3-point arc.
Inside the arc? Yeah. I don't remember those 8-point hot spots inside the arc. Really?
Bullshit.
Wow. Well, you know, it's like it is now. They want the game to be as close as possible always.
Yeah. Speaking of that, the Golden State Warriors suffered their first loss.
Oh, what? Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit. That must have been last night, maybe?
No, on Saturday. Yeah, I guess last night, yeah.
Wow, this guy needs another beer. No kidding. God, they were fucking killing it, man.
24-1 now.
But you know what? They're going to probably lose like 5 in a row or something stupid, I bet.
Well, no, the thing is, the reason they lost is that the night before, they won the double overtime in Boston.
Oh, that's right. I saw that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that shit'll wear you down.
Yeah.
On the road, especially we West Coast team playing out in the East.
Yeah. So yeah, they lost to Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. No. Oh, that's not even. Actually, I'm.
Yeah, and they had to get right on the bus after they beat Boston. I guarantee you that they had to get right on the bus to Wisconsin.
Yeah, talk about depressing.
Yeah.
Especially after a first plane. Loss. They're fucking killing it, though, man. What do they got, 24 wins? I mean, that's
24-1.
That's almost a third of the season that they've won straight to start. They could completely shit the bed at this point and probably still make the playoffs. In the NBA, I think it's only two or three teams that get left out of the playoffs. They just want to, you know, make sure that everybody's trying hard. And those couple teams in those small markets who don't have any players, you guys are out, but everybody else will give a shot.
Seems like it.
And they fucking do 7-game first rounds, too. Like, that shit should be 5, all right? Like, the Seattle Sonics lost, was the first number one seed to lose to an 8 when Dikembe Mutombo barely could speak English, but the guy could fucking block a shot.
No,
like,
no,
it was
no.
Nobody's no, business.
No, no, no. No, no,
oh,
no.
No
shot for you.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
That was the 5-game series, and as much as it didn't work out for us then, I think that's the way it should be. I think that almost levels the playing field between those top teams and the little teams. But can't make as much money when you only do 5 games. So
I agree.
That's how
I rooted for the Seattle Supersonics in the '96 finals when they played the Bulls
because
I did not. I at that point I was just sick and tired of hearing about Michael Jordan. Yes, judge me all you want, but at that point, I was just sick and tired of him, and I wanted someone else to have the spotlight. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted the Seattle Supersonics to crash his coming back party. Sorry.
Yeah, that would have been nice. Oh, that was a high point in my childhood. I was big hoops fan back then, and yeah, watching the Rain Man, watching the Glove, watching those guys do it.
Yes.
God, they were... He's just too good, though, man. Jordan was just too good. I hate to say it. He's kind of an asshole. I've been hearing a lot of really negative shit about him lately that he's done or that he's said to people and all this stuff. But guy was a fucking gamer, though, dude. Guy brought it every single night, and he was just too much for anybody in the league at that point.
I agree.
And you look right now, Kobe Bryant, is actually retiring this year. I was listening to a podcast with Joe Coy on Adam Carolla, and he was talking about how his kid goes to the Jordan camp, and one of the kids asked Jordan, he goes, who do you think would win, you or Kobe? Who do you think would win? Because he's there at the camp. You know, they're probably cost like $25,000 for your kid to go to this camp for like a week. But he asked them that, and you know what Jordan's response was?
What?
He said, well, I'd beat Kobe. He stole all my moves. Guy copied all my moves.
No, there is this eerie YouTube video that shows it'll show like Michael Jordan driving to the hoop, and then it'll flash into Kobe doing it the exact same. Have you seen it?
I haven't, but there's definitely some similarities. I mean, yes. Jordan invented the turnaround fader, you know, and that turned out to be one of Kobe's biggest moves, is the 17 foot turnaround jump shot that really is undefendable, really. When a guy's fading away from you from that far away, I mean, what are you supposed to do? So either he's a stud and he hits it, or he misses it and he's not going to be shooting it that much too often. But
yeah,
that was a coin move, and Jordan, he patented that one, that's for sure. So there's definitely a lot of similarities there, no question about it.
Yeah. You know who always gets left out of the, you know, the greatest of all time talk? Tim Duncan.
Old Timmy.
Tim Duncan. And I saw on Facebook they're comparing what Tim has accomplished and what Kobe has accomplished, and Tim blows him out the water.
Yeah.
But no one ever talks about Tim Duncan.
Who's got more rings?
Tim.
Kobe's
got, wait. Kobe's got 5, 2000, 2001, 2002,
Kobe's got 2009, four,
2010. No, he's got 5.
5?
He's got 5. Tim, 99, 2003, 2005, 2007. And no, they have the same amount, I think.
I think both of them is 5. But that he's, you know, he's had more longevity. And I don't know. He's just one of those guys who just quietly gets it done. You know, he bangs away. He plays hard. He works hard. He trains hard. And he just gets it done. And, yeah, you're right. They probably won't make nearly as big of a deal for him. But it's probably because he can't
score. He played for the Spurs. They're not a big market team.
No, they're not. And he can't score 81 points in a fucking game. So, you know, as much as you hate to say it, those are those attention grabbing stats and abilities,
things
like that. But yeah, I agree with you though, man. Tim's probably you gotta probably say he's probably top 10 players of all time at this point.
I agree.
Yeah, yes, Kobe. He got the they lost one time, and then I'll look it up. We'll look it up later. But yeah, they're probably matched. But I don't know. Kobe, he'll be missed. You know, he's definitely a big guy. But it's like at this point, I mean, what's he doing? He's not doing anything. He's shooting 5 for 11 each game.
Yeah.
He's scoring like 16, 17 points. Mm-hmm. And I mean, what are you really doing here, man? You know, you guys aren't going to make a playoff run. The Lakers fucking suck right now, which
they have no respect for their coach. They have a bunch of young dudes on there, and they have no respect for Byron Scott. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Well, they probably look at Kobe as the coach a lot of times. I'm sure he...
Oh, wow. He's a great role model.
Coach B.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a great role model. Don't sleep with white women.
Oh, God.
Because they will cry rape.
Well,
that's a different story. I'm sorry.
That's a tough one, man. You could have. There's different arguments on that one, but don't buy your wife a really expensive ring when she's just going to break up with you anyway after a while.
Yeah, dude, he was fucked
after your new contract.
Yeah.
God, that girl fucking made out like a banshee, dude.
She just waited, and.
Just imagine what she was thinking too when they're sitting down at dinner, you know, after all the bullshit happened, and just plotting, you know, the relationship. The first time when he got caught cheating, their relationship was probably essentially over at that point. She was probably like, "Fuck this guy." But the thing is, she's sitting down there at dinner, eating her potatoes, having her nice steak, sitting at her fancy table, and just probably looking across the table, and just thinking in her mind, I'm going to fuck you so hard pretty soon in a couple years, and not the way that you like it, you motherfucker. Not the way that you're used to. She's probably just plotting, dude. Bill Burr, he made a joke about that. This girl's going to be worth $120, $130 million and probably can't hit a fucking free throw to save her life. Said you should have her to get the money. She said, give her baseline. She gets $20 million and then set her up at the Staples Center, full audience, and have her. She's got to start by hitting a layup. She hits a layup, we give her an extra $5 million. Scoot her back to the free throw line. She hits a free throw, give her another 10. Go back to the 3-point until the point where she's at the half court line, and that one's worth $50 million. And she knocks it down in front of a ton of roaring fans who are probably chanting some not too nice things about her. Then maybe she's worth more than $100 million, you know? Maybe she's should be elevated to that 0.0001% of the top wealthiest people in the world just for sucking the right dick.
Wow, Slim.
Maybe, but she that was a sad breakup though, and he'll be missed, you know. Kobe is a good guy, but they're all getting up there. That's the crazy thing now, man. I mean, we're getting older too, obviously, and they're all getting up there.
It's crazy because
LeBron already had to get hair plugs. I mean, this is fucking it's insane. I mean, the guy looked like he was 30 when he entered the league, you know, at 18 years old, but they're all getting up there, man. These guys that we used to idolize, well, most of the ones when we were kids that we idolized, they're basically gone at this fucking point.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty they're pretty much
I idolize Shaq. I can just relate to him.
Yeah.
You know, I talk like this. You know, nobody's up these impossible. I don't like Kobe. Don't give me the ball.
Oh, white women.
Yeah, you know, I don't you know.
There's another man that got fucked in the divorce court.
Well, he should have been fucked. You know, when you don't mess around with someone whose nickname is Superhead. Like, seriously. Don't fuck around with someone whose name is Superhead. She's nicknamed Superhead for a reason.
I thought,
if you don't know who Superhead is, I suggest you Google her. And when you look her up, there's going to be a name of high class celebrities and athletes that she's been with, and it's a freaking novel. Seriously, I think Ja Rule, the rapper, gave her the nickname Superhead.
There's so many names on it. It's written on an ancient scroll. That's how many that long the fucking list is. I gotta say though, Shaq's wife. I don't know how much money she got, but that woman deserved every dime of that money.
Right?
Having to take the fucking D from Shaq. That thing.
That thing's
got to be 2 feet long.
Oh no!
All right, she fucking earned that. Imagine how many mornings she woke up and was walking with a limp. Oh my god! And probably pain.
You dig it?
Pain and stiffness in her left leg.
Oh god. My god!
That. Oh, I don't even. It's. I'm scared thinking about it. So she deserved it, but. And you know what? And we sit here and bitch for these guys. Oh god. Oh, now they're only worth $80 million. Oh god. How do they ever get by? How do these guys ever manage? Shaq's got the podcast now. He's working TNT. That guy's probably still making a ton of dough.
Oh yeah.
And he's doing Icy Hot commercials. So, you know, they're forking out some big
bucks. Icy Hot.
For a champion, for the Icy Hot to dole it down. I'm Shaquille O'Neal. God.
Enough of my weekend. What did you do?
What the fuck did I do? What didn't I do? Didn't get laid. That was one thing. God damn it. No, I had an okay weekend. I was chilling. We went and watched, actually, me and some buddies. I haven't done this before. I never really got into the whole MMA thing. I mean, I think it's cool. It's kind of fun, whatever. But I actually watched a movie about gladiators. It was called Pompeii. It was about the volcano that blew up. Watched the movie. Decent movie. They try to throw the love story into this historical event, and sometimes it's a little gaggy. It gets to be a little much, but they were talking about gladiators and shit, and really the only form of modern day gladiators that we truly have is MMA fighters, And it's a complete stretch calling them gladiators, okay, or even equating them to that. I mean, a lot of the gladiators were slaves, and they didn't have a fucking choice. It was hey, do you want to be free? Okay, well, go kill that other guy out there in the arena, and then maybe after you do it 20 more times, then maybe we'll set you free. These guys, these MMA fighters, they're doing it on their own at least, so there's a big difference to that. But they're fucking warriors, man. They are warriors. We watched all those fights. Like I said, I never really got into it. Definitely did this time, and I was like a kid. I was getting fucking jacked when those fights were starting. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. They're not too long. They're a couple rounds, 5-minute rounds. But they had, and it was a stacked card. 194 was a fucking stacked card. So we found this place that was showing them, and it was at this place called Replay Cafe. I think they just recently opened. It's up in like South Everett, North Linwood, on the just off the Mukilteo Speedway and 99.
Okay, yeah.
By the Safeway up there. And that was actually a good spot. No cover, which I was surprised, because those motherfuckers probably had to shell out $2,000 to show that goddamn fight there.
They missed out on some dough.
Oh, they left tons of money on the table. Are you kidding me? But they had that, but it's a cool place though. They have all these arcade games. They're all for free, so you can play that, chill. They had the big projector screens, so the fight was going big. But man, that was fun to watch. It was actually, the surprising thing is the undercard was the fight to watch. Chris Weidman versus Luke Rockhold, which, as far as badass MMA names go, I think Luke Rockhold is about as good as you're going to fucking get, you know, besides maybe Max Power. That's the only thing. I mean,
no, Max Power sounds too fucking corny.
Okay,
that
Max
sounds
Payne.
Like a 90s cartoon superhero. Max Power. Come on, don't give me
Payne,
that.
Payne, that was a good game back in the day.
Ooh, man.
That's a
different topic. But Max Power, you serious? That sounds like a 90s cartoon superhero.
Okay, you know there's those,
Max Power.
You know there's those fucking names though, man. You know there's those names. And they got nonetheless, that guy fucking whooped some ass, dude. That was the fight. He had the other guy, Chris Weidman, he had him on the ground. I think it was the third round in. They do 5 rounds on the title fights. And he had Weidman on the ground, on his back, and he was just defending himself. It was coming down to the end of the round, and he was giving him elbows. He was giving him fists. He was just hitting him with a barrage. It was at that point that Weidman wasn't even fighting back, really. He was just defending himself. That was the only thing he could do. And they were coming down to the end of the round, and he was just giving him a fucking barrage. Left, right, elbow. And he was going off. There's like 5 seconds left in the round. Weidman's bloody. His eyes are puffing. He just looks like a fucking mess. And the last couple shots, there's like 5 seconds left on the clock, and it looks like he's defending himself, but his arms came up. So his face was still exposed. So Rockhold was coming around the side, and he was still getting face shots, you know, pretty much unguarded. And the way he was pummeling him, I thought that they called the fight, but it actually made it to the whistle, and they let Weidman come out for another round, which he lasted for 30-45 seconds, and then his face started, they couldn't keep the wounds closed. His right eye, you could barely probably see out of it. They couldn't keep the wounds closed, started bleeding again, and eventually the ref said, all right, this is too much. But that was the fucking fight. That was brutal, dude. He took, like I said, he took a pummeling like fucking London took during the Blitzkrieg back in World War II. He took it on the chin for the end of that fucking round. But that was a good fight to watch. I got jacked up. Conor McGregor, the main fight. It was, man, they hyped the shit out of this fucking thing. And of course, what it seems like usually happens when they do, it ends up fucking disappointing. But I mean, you got to give the guy credit. As much as I wanted to see him lose because he talks a bunch of shit, which that's the fucking game. He's trying to be the villain. He's trying to be the bad guy. You want to get those numbers. You want to get those views. You want to get people seeing you. You want to get them talking about you. And that's how you do it. You're controversial. You talk shit. You're fucking cocky. You're doing this, doing that, dancing around, kicking your feet up on the table during the weigh-ins. All that kind of shit, and he does it well, and he's making big bucks because of it, so it's hard to knock the guy, but he fucking won this fight, one good shot right on the chin, and boom, it was over. Took him down, got a couple hammer fists in on the ground, and that was, and Aldo, he interviewed him after the fight, and he had a cut on his nose, and while the interview was going, like a little drop of blood would just be coming down from the fucking thing. Like he took one of those hammer fists. The second one got him hard. I mean, when you're not guarding, and all that is just a downward swing. I mean, that's the easiest swing to do. It might not be the hardest part of your hand, but if you're making good contact, it doesn't fucking matter. And so he got him a couple of those, and that I think it was the quickest fight ever. I think 13 seconds was the quickest fight, the quickest win in UFC history, I believe.
I think that defeats Ronda Rousey's record.
Yeah, I think her against Beth, whatever the fuck, who gives a shit. I think that was the one before. But yeah, all in all, it was a fun night, dude. But God, what I don't understand is the bar was cracking. Tons of people. I think there was a couple birthday parties. People had balloons and bullshit. Second that last fight is over, that place evacuates like there's a fucking grease fire going on in the kitchen. I mean, everybody's out of there in a hurry. It's like, you guys, it's 9 o'clock. We're all tied on a fresh buzz here. All right, we just did a round of shots. Like, where the fuck are we leaving? Why don't we all hang out here? And then, sure enough, since everybody else leaves, we end up doing the same thing too, and just go back to my buddy's house and you know, get hammered at his house, which, you know, it was cool, or whatever. But it's like, fuck, man, why don't we keep this momentum going here, guys? Come on, where are you guys going? It's 9 o'clock on a fucking Saturday night, you bitches. You got in here for free. I almost feel bad for the bar. I hate to say it. I spent $40, which isn't a lot, but I almost feel bad for them still. I mean, fuck. But that was fun to watch, though, man. And I'm telling you, I'm gonna be hooked from here on out, man. I'm gonna have to get you to watch the next fight if you're not working or some shit. Because
definitely, I'm always down for some beer and UFC.
Yeah, like I said, that undercard was a fucking. Those motherfuckers were duking it out. And the one before that too, wasn't the best fight. The fight before that, but this one guy landed this spinning punch, fucking just caught this guy completely off guard. He was like right on his shoulder, spinning punch, and again, kind of got him with a hammer fist, basically across the side of his face. And they do the slow motion camera to show you it. Oh my god, the guy's jaw just gets adjusted. His nose fucking bends. There's that ripple of skin, that skin wave that just goes through his entire face. Oh god, he got fucking. I mean, that one shot was what won the guy the fight, basically, because everything else was basically a wash for the two of them. So that was the only deciding factor. But yeah, you got to give those guys some credit, man. Those guys are fucking savages. Like, I got my ass kicked one time. Like, well, this was fun. I'm done with this shit, though. I'll fucking sit at a desk for the rest of my life. I don't need to get fucking attacked by some crazy Irishman.
They are savages who get paid to be savages. They get paid a lot of money
to be savages. The top guys do. The top guys make a lot of money. Not you get down to the lower numbers, you're ranked 35, 40th in the UFC. Nobody knows your fucking name. You're not making that much. You're making maybe 40, 50K, which I guess isn't bad, but you're fucking wrecking your body to they're wrecking their fucking bodies to make that shit, though, man. You know, you might be doing stuff that you're not all that cool about, but you're not necessarily wrecking your body for it. So, but yeah, like I said, we'll get you out to the next one, Shoddy. They're definitely a good time, and they just stack them with so many fights too. It's like you're bound to have one or two of those fucking fights be pretty good. So, yeah. Speaking of fights, though, man.
That was our weekend rewind, everyone.
That was the rewind. Playing it back for you one time. That was a little...
Playing it back. The weekend. Yes. And let's go to...
Speaking of fighters, man. Speaking of fucking fighters. How about those goddamn Hawks, dude?
Man, Hawks.
These guys are firing.
The Hawks went to the Northeast in Baltimore and just dismantled the Baltimore Ravens. Now, I will say the Baltimore Ravens, they're hurt. They have 19 guys on IR right now, and they were down to their third string quarterback. But I mean, the Hawks are known for not doing good when they have to play at 10 o'clock Pacific time. But they've had to do that twice in a row already. Mm-hmm. They did it against Minnesota.
Yep. Whooped their ass.
Yes. And then they had to go into a different time zone.
Yeah.
And do it against Baltimore. And I don't care who is taking snaps for Baltimore. MAT Bank Stadium in Baltimore, that is a tough place to play. It really is. It is a tough place to play, and I am very impressed with how the Seattle Seahawks put in there and just dismantled them. Every pass rush, they look like savages.
Oh, dude, they were looking like
every pass rush. Every time they rush, that team just looked like fucking savages, hungry, fucking hungry.
You know, I was saying how I felt bad for the bar after everybody left. I gotta say, I feel bad for the city of Baltimore as a whole. You know, after everything that's going on, and then they get, like you said, just fucking dismantled by the Hawks. I mean, that was they scored 6 points. They got a field goal right before half. It was one big play. It was one big pass play, and it put them in position. And that's all they did. They had 4 rushing yards at halftime. Baltimore Ravens had 4 rushing yards at halftime. Tough to win a game when you got 4 rushing yards at halftime.
Well, the Seahawks defense is also no joke either.
And they're fucking coming into their own again right when they need to. These guys are peaking right when we need to. I mean, that's the thing. When our defense is on point, no one can beat us.
I agree.
And not only can no one beat us, we smash on fools.
Yes.
It's not even close. The last 2 weeks, Russell, that guy is fucking white hot right now. That guy is hot. He is the definition of in fuego at the moment.
You know what it is?
Dougie Fresh.
You know what it is? I think Sierra finally broke
Sierra!
Him. I think Sierra broke him.
Oh, my. She's doing something, man.
She's doing something.
She's doing something, that guy.
And Doug Baldwin.
Oh, my God. I mean, he's always been good. I think a lot of the problem before for him was he just wasn't getting touches. You know, he just wasn't getting opportunities as much as he'd like to. We're handing the ball to Lynch a lot. And he wasn't getting the touch. But he's fucking solid, man. Big catch Baldwin, dude. You don't get a name like that for nothing. That guy, and he's been going off too, dude. He's got, I think, maybe 7 touchdowns in the last 3 or 4 games, something like that. I know Russell's got 15 in the last 4 games. I mean, those are just stupid numbers. No one, if we keep playing like this, we could play against the Patriots and the Broncos at the same time and still beat those motherfuckers.
Ooh.
Okay, at the same time. All right.
Maybe the Broncos, but. You can never count out Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, especially when their balls are deflated. But that's a different story. I'm not really going to get into that.
Yeah. Hey, they fucking won that game convincingly, all right? Deflated balls or not. It was, 42-7 or something like that?
I don't remember the score, but.
Against the Colts last AFC championship.
Oh, yeah.
It was a mess. It was worse than the Hawks today.
Yeah.
But yeah, Hawks, man, can't be happier, man. And we're in the driver's seat. We got a wild card spot as long as we don't fuck it up. We got a pretty easy schedule from here on out. I mean, Arizona could definitely beat us, especially since they're at home. But I don't know what they're going to be bringing to the game, especially if they've already locked up a first round bye. I don't know if they're it's in a couple weeks. So they might not really even bring their whole A game to us.
I was kind of getting nervous because I was kind of thinking, holy shit, I'm a bad omen to whatever town I live in for that football team. Because, you know, I was born in Atlanta, Georgia, and I lived in Atlanta until I was 9. And up until then, no one gave a shit about the Falcons. They were just a shitty franchise. The only thing people knew about in Atlanta, for sports wise, were the Braves.
Oh yeah,
okay. Yeah. So,
were you living there before Jamal Anderson days?
I was still. Wait,
were you pre or post Dirty Bird?
I was post. I already moved out.
You had moved out, and then he came in.
Yes,
I think that was like 2001 yes. or 2002 when he came in.
No. He was on that Super Bowl team in 98.
Oh, that was 98?
Chris
oh,
Chandler. Okay. Freaking Chris Chandler and Jamal Anderson. They that was the only Super Bowl they went to, and they got dismantled against Denver. And then John Elway retired.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good old Elway going out on top.
Yes. Yes.
But you thought you were cursed, though, huh?
Yeah, I thought I was. Well,
I mean, I'm not saying you aren't.
Well, a couple years. I mean, a year later, after I moved out of Atlanta, Atlanta has their best regular season and goes on to the Super Bowl. And when I moved to Texas, a year before I moved to Texas, the Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl. A year later, that's when they just went fucking quiet up until today.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Up to today.
Yeah, they had a pretty big drought since then, actually.
Yeah, and then I moved to Seattle in March, and I see Seattle started off the season 2-4. I'm like, okay, this is a weird fucking pattern going on here. Like, what's going on? Everywhere I move, that NFL team just seems to go to shit.
And start calling you the cooler.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, that's true. So the Cowboys won it right. I remember that actually, 97. 97, that Super Bowl.
No. They won in 96.
It was 96?
Yeah, they beat the Steelers. The
Steelers, yeah, I remember because I was a big Steelers fan back then.
Yeah.
And the Steelers kicked the onside kick, and they actually recovered it, but they didn't end up getting they weren't able to score, though,
yeah,
at the end of the game. That was a fun Super Bowl to watch. But, well, I'm glad. I mean, you know, I think it's too early to say that you're not completely cursed in some way or another. I don't want to, you know, call victory too early, but these guys are fucking on point right now, dude. And
oh yeah.
And this has been our MO, and one of the best sayings I've heard in the last couple of years is it's not about how you start, it's about how you finish.
Oh yeah.
And they're fucking finishing this season really strong. And it's looking good. Thomas Rawls, that's a big blow to us because he was a microcosm of our season. You know, he was coming into his own here the last couple of weeks, had some big games, and yeah, he's out. So that definitely sucks. But we've always kind of done the running back by committee thing fairly well, you know, and I feel like they're going to find somebody, some undrafted guy or something stupid who we can get in and get 10, 15 carries a game and maybe get 50, 60 yards out of him and just keep the offense moving the way it is right now, you know, because lately it's been the passing. I mean, Russell, like I said, Russell's got 15 passing TDs in the last four games. I mean, the guy's just lighting it up out there and it's not that he's getting all these it's the passes he's throwing. He's just landing it right in people's breadbaskets. I mean,
yep.
You know, it's looking beautiful. The offensive line has given him some protection. Today, I saw multiple plays. He was having a fucking picnic in the pocket. He was just back there chilling, looking at his watch. I think he made a call at one point. Maybe he might have done some laundry. I didn't see the whole game, but that guy had all day to operate
Sierra,
back there.
I love you. Touchdown pass.
Yeah, hey boo, watch this one. But dude, I don't know. I tell you, when these guys play good, it is really fun to watch. And this playoff season is going to be interesting because we're not going to have home field advantage. But I got a feeling it's not going to matter. I think we can go pretty much anywhere and win on the road at this point in the NFC. I think. Carolina, we almost had those motherfuckers. They were here and they beat us at home. We were right there, dude. They had a drive right when they needed it at the end of the game, and the clock ran out, and they stole it from us. Basically, they stole it from us. But I'm not afraid of fucking Cam Newton. All right, Superman. Oh god, this guy. What's he gonna fucking pull some dance moves in the end zone? If we play this guy in January. Mark my words, Cam Newton will be doing about as much dancing as a fucking cripple with two left feet, all right? That guy will not be doing shit. We're going to fucking shut his ass down. We'll see. Who knows? I could eaten my fucking ass on this one, but it's going to be fun, man. These playoffs are going to be fun. I was pissed at the NFL in general coming into this season, and it's like all can be forgiven eventually with a couple of good games, a couple of fucking big performances. All can be forgiven because I've completely forgot while I was mad at all. So it's going to be fun playoff season to watch. I don't know. Well, I mean, the first round game we're going to play shouldn't be too bad, but Cardinals might be tough. I don't know, man. We could sit here and fucking speculate all day. I mean, it was good to see the Hawks again. Just they're peaking at the right time.
If they can beat the Cardinals, I have a feeling they can go to the Super Bowl.
That might be the tough game. But and I almost hope that we lose to the Cardinals because of that factor. Because a lot of times it's tough to beat a team. I mean, that's one of those cliche things that all the fucking guys on ESPN say, but it is tough to beat a team three times in 1 year, especially if you're well matched against that team, which obviously we are well matched against them. And again, that was another loss that basically was snatched away from us at the last moment. So, but they're peaking at the right time, like I said. So it's going to be fun to watch these last couple games. But speaking of peaking, you were mentioning some Facebook peeking.
Oh, man.
Peeking, poking, man. All that kind of Facebook stuff.
I ain't poking no one on Facebook.
Oh, shit.
I ain't poking no one on Facebook. I thought that feature was gone. I thought they got rid of it.
I tell you, that's one of the... they need that, man. You need to have that creepy internet move, you know, where you poke somebody. Like, you don't even know how to react to a poke.
Rashad, so-and-so has poked you. Why the fuck are you... But we haven't talked in, like, 2 years. Yeah. You want to poke me now?
Or I get one of my buddies, and he starts poking me. I'm like, that is not cool, man. We're not those kind of friends, okay? Don't be poking my ass.
So, anyway, I don't know if you have this issue. I've been having this issue since I moved to Seattle back in March. And, you know, the snakes are starting to come out on my Facebook account. Fake-ass Facebook friends. I'm not going to say any names because, you know, I don't want to put you on blast or anything. But fake-ass Facebook friends. And you know, it's hard. This transition from Texas to Seattle, Republicans to Democrats, conservatives to liberals. It's been a very interesting transition for me. Now, I never really considered myself a Republican or a conservative, you know, because I grew up around them and I went to college with a lot of them, and I can't relate to them, and I can't really see eye to eye on their views. However, you know, moving up here, I'm not afraid to speak my mind now, because a good buddy of mine said, Texas conservative, there's your conservatives. You know, if you go to East Washington, that, you know, they're known for being conservative, but there is a different type of conservative. There's Texas conservative. And I feel like a lot of that is just group thinking, because a lot of people down there, they don't know how to think for themselves. They just go with the flow, because if you think on your own, if you have a thought that is different from everyone else, they're going to fucking abandon you. For example, I'm not pro guns. Do I think all guns should be taken away? No. If you want to have a gun, and you know, we were talking about this last week. If you want to have a gun in your household, because you think that makes you feel safe, hey, that's fine. Go ahead. However, I'm not. I feel like I shouldn't have a gun because I don't want to live in fear. And I posted something on Facebook about that. And he's not a Facebook friend anymore, and he's no longer a friend.
Ooh.
Yeah, he posted, Rashad, I'm happy for you because you're in Seattle. You got a good job. However, I don't agree with you on this. You've changed. I don't believe those libertards have. Yeah, those libertards have clouded your mind. They brainwash you. You become dimwitted. And you know, he just wrote this. He pretty much wrote a fucking novel. You know, his comment was pretty much a fucking novel, and I was just like, click, delete. If you have different views than me, go ahead, fine, I don't care. OK, Okay, not everyone I meet is going to agree with me or going to be like me. But don't fucking call me names.
Libertard. That's pretty clever. That's pretty clever.
Don't fucking call me names. You know, it pisses me off because when I try to reach out to some friends that I have in that I still have in Texas, you know, when I message them on Facebook, hey, what's up? Hey, how's it going? They'll respond like 3 or 4 days later. Oh, nothing much. Sorry, I've been busy. Or, you know, I'm being consistent. Hey, what's going on? Hey, are you there? And you're like, no, I've been busy at work. But when I post something on Facebook that they don't like or that they don't disagree with, they all of a sudden have time to write a fucking essay on how they don't agree with it and call me fucking names. And I don't like that.
Well, everybody can make time for that.
Really?
Oh, man. People get too into all that Facebook shit, man. I don't understand.
And then my statuses end up becoming a fucking war zone because I've made friends up here who are very liberal who think like me, and then they clash with people from Texas that I'm friends with. And my Facebook page just becomes one big fucking war zone between conservatives and liberals.
It's a battleground.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing more awkward when it comes to Facebook than deleting somebody that you didn't care about or didn't care to be friends with anymore, and then having them re-friend you like 3 or 4 months down the line. That happened to me with usually girls. It was usually girls. Like,
oh,
they post annoying bullshit. I'm like, dude, fuck this. I'm done with this shit. And then 3 months later, they're re-friending you. It's like, did you not get the point here? Did you not understand or see what's going on? Like, and how did you even realize that I wasn't friends with you anymore? Like, do you keep tabs on your list of friends? You know, like, do you check the number daily and see which direction it goes in? I mean, I don't know. You say fake ass friends. I don't even think internet friends are really friends. I think most of your friends that are just friends via the internet, I don't think those are friends. I think those are acquaintances that you're just holding on to. And I use the term holding on to lightly because all you do is just see pictures of their fucking kid and, you know, hear about the good shit that happens to them and none of the bad stuff in their life. I mean, that's all it is.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's really holding on. You might know what the hell's going on somewhat in their life, but does that mean you guys have a good connection or you guys are on good terms? No, it doesn't mean shit. You might not have talked to that person in fucking years. But for some reason, since you get to see their pictures, you still think that you guys actually have some kind of relationship or are friends. And it's like, no, that's not the case at all.
Yeah. And there was a few, like a handful of people that were tough to let go of or just unfriend them. But you know what? Like I said, I got tired of seeing the negative shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking Facebook, man. And a lot of them are, no, I'm sorry, all of them are grown ass adults.
Yeah. And it's like, you can't have a debate too. You can't have this geopolitical or fucking gun safety or whatever. You can't have these debates on Facebook. It's just one tidbit, one comment after another. And that shit can go on forever.
Yes.
It doesn't get you anywhere.
Yes.
No one's ever changes their mind. No one ever pulls up statistics or comes up with some fact that the other person didn't know about. And then they end up saying, oh, wow, gee, you know, that's a really good thought you had there. I never thought of it that way. No, it never happens. Everybody stays with their ideology. They stay with what their mentality is or what they believe in. They walk right down that line, and then they just say stupid-ass shit, and then, like you said, it turns into a fucking war zone, and sometimes it doesn't even end. Sometimes it doesn't even end because they want to add something after they thought about it later, and they say, oh, I'm going to jump on there. One more comment, you know, and then it gets you to react again, and the shit is fucking endless, dude.
Just turns into one big-ass name-calling contest.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, how do we fucking win this one, huh? Nana boo boo, eat doo doo. I mean, get the fuck out of here, all right, people. I don't know how it fucking goes, all right. I'm just making this up, but no, dude. I've done the math on this, and when it comes to Facebook friends and internet friends, I like calling them internet friends. You know, Facebook. I mean, that's where they come from. It's all the same, but internet sounds much less formal, which I think is what it should sound, but. 7.5 internet friends equals one real life friend. So you got to be putting up some big numbers in the friend department to really make it worthwhile on Facebook. But then once you do, how good of friends are you really with those people? You're just a collector at that point. One of my first ex-girlfriends, she's a collector. She huge insecurity problems. She'll Facebook friend a fucking dog that she saw at Safeway and petted and thought it was cute. All right, she'll run home and friend request him is immediately once she gets back to the house. It's like, what are you doing? She has like 1,100 Facebook friends. It's like, how many of those people have you even talked to outside of Facebook in the last 6 months? More than 10? More than 15? I think probably not more than 20. Because she's still friends with all of my friends, and none of them fucking talk to her at all.
Why haven't they unfriended her yet?
Well, it's just one of those things. People are like scared to do it. You know, it's like people are like, I think what it is people are worried about if you end up seeing that person in real life and having to have that conversation with them, which I have. I've had to have it once or twice in my life. When I was on Facebook, I haven't been on for over a year now. But when I was on Facebook, once or twice, because I would always do house cleaning. I didn't want a fucking million friends. Then you got your news feed full of all this bullshit with people, again, like I said, you don't hang out with them. You haven't talked to them. You don't text them. You don't hit them up. You don't try to go get a beer with these people. They're just, you just know of them because you went to school or whatever fucking stupid shit you used to do. Or you used to work together or whatever. And so I would just clean house. Every once in a while, I'd be like, I just delete some people that I didn't really give a shit about. And I try to keep around 200 or whatever. And these you know, once or twice I did see some people that I deleted, and you had some conversations, and I'm like, oh, you know, I just kind of, I mean, you smooth it over. I mean, who knows if they actually took offense? They might have, I might have fucking walked away from that conversation, and they could have, oh, fuck that guy's a piece of shit, you know. And I'm not saying they would have been wrong about that, but it's just, it's so nonsense. It's like people collect, it's like a commodity, you know, and you want to collect as many friends as possible, you know, get them all. It's like a toy from a McDonald's Happy Meal kit.
Sounds like Pokemon.
Get them all while they last.
Gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all.
Exactly. It's like, give me a fucking break, people. God. So and it's all just fake. Again, you know, you said fake friends. It's all fake. Like I said, nobody posts the negative shit in their life. Nobody posts all the bad stuff. Oh, wow, this and that. Oh, wow, I'm going on a trip. Wow, look at how exciting my life is. Wow, I'm not boring. I actually do cool stuff. You know, it's never anything, oh, geez, man, this month's been really rough. You know, this happened, and, you know, I've been battling with depression. No, it's never anything like that. Because it's like, you want to put that persona out there, and everybody wants that good persona. I want to think, oh, I'm so exciting. And then you got people that are always on Facebook, and they're looking for that exciting shit. Because they don't have any of their own exciting shit, and it's like a fucking never-ending cycle of hogwash, just constantly. It doesn't stop. But what? So have you been like unfriending some of those people then?
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's like, dude, you might. What are you maybe going to see them one time in your life? Especially people that are in fucking Texas. I mean, I have a good buddy of mine who moved to Texas, and I barely even talk to that guy anymore, unfortunately. I'm not happy about it, but it's just kind of how he happens. He has a kid now, you know, and things happen. I haven't talked to him in like a year, and I grew up with him. He was one of my best friends until he left. So it's just bullshit. I mean, you can't stress about it or worry.
No, I'm not. I mean, I did it first because I hate letting people go.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy that I let go over the pro-gun comment, he was someone that let me stay in his house that he was renting out for about a month until I got my shit together. So, you know, it was tough, man. But I'm like, man, there was no need for the name calling. There really wasn't. You didn't have to call me a dumbass and dimwitted. So, I mean, and he's a grown-ass man, so that showed his true colors, so I had to delete him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I don't have to tell you guys know, internet bullying is pretty much the biggest issue facing our generation these days. It's internet bullying, you know. you can't make fun of people on the internet. It's not nice, okay? You can't do it, and it's very serious, all right?
And by the way, there is a fine line between being politically correct and respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yes.
Find out what it means to Shoddy. Oh, man. Fuck the Facebook, man. Don't worry about that shit.
Oh, I know. I'm not.
Speaking of, but something that is a little more stressful, it might be worth stressing about, this fucking weather, man. We've been talking about it for a month and a half now. This, I don't know if this is El Nino.
It's a never-ending topic.
La Nino, La Bino. I don't know what the fuck it is, dude, but this shit is crazy. I was looking on Twitter and I saw some local weather guy talking about some stats. This is already, what is it, the 13th of December? This is already in the top 20% of wettest Decembers that we've had in, I think, recorded history.
Wow.
Top 20%, and we're not even halfway through the month. Not even halfway through yet. Even if we didn't get any more rain, we'd still be in the top 20%. I mean, it's intense, dude. This whole weekend, piss and rain. I was driving. I had to drive to the east side yesterday. Just dumping the whole entire time. I mean, you got the windshield wipers on like it's a fucking monsoon. You know, they can't go any faster. They're flinging water off the side. Oh, man. And I'm at the point now, I'm 30 years old. My vision is slipping away from me oh so gently. But those when it's raining like that, especially if it's at night, that shit is fucking scary to drive in. Dude.
Oh, yeah.
I mean it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Especially when you're as high as I am when I'm usually driving around. God, the paranoia is through the roof. But it's been a crazy. Luckily, the good side to this, it's not terrible, but the good side to this is the mountains have been getting some fucking snow, man.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You skiboard, right?
I don't skiboard because that's not a real thing. I snowboard.
Snowboard.
Jesus Christ, you're black. This guy hasn't seen snow in 13 years.
No, I'm just really fucking tired.
We'll have to get you up to the mountain this year, man. It's fun up there. They got dumped on, though. I think Stevens...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all the snowboarders out there who I've just offended. Skiboard.
Yeah. Yeah, you just offended so many white grade schoolers, Shoddy. So many privileged white grade schoolers are very offended by what you just said. But no, they got dumped on, though. I think the last 24, they got 9 inches up there. So the base is still a little low. But then again, we're only mid-December, so you can't expect huge numbers at this point.
Yeah.
But 9 inches of fresh, fuck, man, I would love to be up there tomorrow. I would love to be up there tomorrow. Unfortunately, my bitch ass has to work. But goddamn, that'd be nice stretching, pal. So good news for all the boarders out there. You guys, we got to get back into this shit. Who knows? In 5 years, we might not even be able to fucking do this shit anymore. So we gotta stay on top of this and take advantage of every little opportunity that we get. Because I remember last fucking season when I was riding the backside of Stevens and there was goddamn running water coming down the face of the mountain. Running water. You could see it. It was insane. I mean, and that shit's dangerous, dude. That shit's dangerous. If you get stuck in that, flip head over heel, you can fucking blow out your knee like goddamn Jimmy Graham, dude. So pray for the snow, guys. It's like I said, it sucks down here. We're getting pounded and like a fucking goddamn.
Keep it clean.
Okay, all right.
Keep
yeah,
it
that
clean.
was going inappropriate there.
So yeah,
it's intense. I don't got to tell you guys. All right, you're experiencing this. Besides you, besides our California listeners, which hey, shout out to you motherfuckers down there. You guys hit us up on Facebook or Twitter, man. We know we got a handful of people down in SoCal are listening to us, and we appreciate
it. Yeah, I want to know who's listening to us in SoCal. We have a frequent listener in California. I want to know who you are.
Yeah, holler at us, man. We appreciate
it.
We want to know how you found out, and let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods, man. We'll get you guys into the conversation here.
Yes, please.
You know, California, there's just this relationship with West Coast states. I don't know exactly what it is, but there's just a vibe, you know. I'm sure there's the same kind of vibe over on the East Coast. You might know, but there's just a vibe between and California is one of those states that we've always kind of got along with, you know, we always have good relations. People kind of think the same way. The main difference between us obviously is the fucking weather. It's it's raining cats and dogs up here, and up there they haven't had a fucking good rain in 40 years. But yeah, holler at us if you're down there. Let us know what's going on, guys. We appreciate you listening, and we will try to kind of integrate you into the show here, you know. So get you a little something to keep you enticed. But yeah, that was fun. The snow's good though. Like I said, we need to get that snow pack up for next year, and just like I said, for all the fucking snowboarders, man. But hopefully, I mean, who knows? We'll see how much more rain we get. We got two weeks, so we could break some records here. There is some potential. We'll have to see how this one turns out.
I'm more worried about the wind. I was on I-90 Express today, taking a bridge, and I thought my car was about to get flipped over.
You got that car that's low to the ground too. It's a little boxy. It's a little boxy, but it's definitely low to the ground. And with you sitting in that front seat, you know, you'd like to think it's tethered down pretty well, but these gusts were fucking strong though. Holy shit. We were walking into the bar last night just from the car, just from the parking lot. And at one point I stumbled, and it had nothing to do with the six shots I had already taken before that. It was totally the wind.
Drunk motherfucker.
It was completely the wind. No, it was, I read some numbers actually. We were up in Everett, and there was 54 mile per hour gusts in Everett. And I'm pretty sure I experienced some of those, because that shit was crazy. It was intense. They were short, they were brief, but it was fucking going. And I saw some other numbers. Crystal Mountain, back to the mountains here, they had gusts that were hitting in the low 70s, dude.
Wow. That could blow me away.
Oh, my God, dude.
Are
you kidding me? I'd be lost forever. I'd be like fucking Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. Tell my mother I love her. It's done, dude. So that's, I mean, again, this is some crazy weather. Who knows if this is a pattern, if this is a one-time thing, but this is certainly a winter that we haven't seen in a while, and it kind of actually lends itself pretty well to your theory that you're cursed. I want to say maybe you have something to do with this, your presence here.
Dude, there was a tornado that touched down.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you hear about that?
Jesus, this does have something to do with you. You just came from fucking Texas. God damn it.
I know, Tornado Alley. I have to deal with tornadoes again.
You couldn't even escape. Who the fuck invited you out here, you piece of shit? God damn it. Oh. Fucking A. Well, quite the week, man. Quite the week.
Yes. Yes.
Fuck, dude. It's getting late here, though, man. We better wrap this shit up before we start getting a little crazy here. So I'm starting to get a little delirious.
Yeah. But we're wrapping this up. Join us next week. Next week, we should have a pretty good show.
It'll be the pre-Christmas show. Oh, we didn't get into it, but we'll talk about some shopping, some stuff like that, holiday festivities. We'll get into kind of all that stuff. It'll be the week before, so
yes,
that'll be a good time for that.
And we'll be sipping on some eggnog and brandy.
Oh yeah, this motherfucker told me he'd let me experience it because I haven't done it. So
we'll be sipping on some eggnog and brandy.
We might even have some chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
I don't know about chestnuts, but you know who'll be here too?
Hmm.
These nuts.
Oh, shit.
Got
what? Has anybody in the last 60 years roasted a fucking chestnut? Has that happened in the last 60 years?
I don't know.
I mean, give me a fucking break. Where does a chestnut even come from? All right. I know the joke, so don't even go there with me, but where the fuck does it? I don't know. We'll get into this next week, guys. All right. It'll be the holiday special. But hey, thanks for joining us, guys. We appreciate you listening. Do us a favor, if you enjoyed it, to check out some of our other shows. The earlier ones are a little shaky, but you know, we're working on it. We're trying to get a little bit better each time, and we need your input. You guys are a big part of this too, but tell a friend, spread the word, hit us up on Facebook or Twitter, let us know what's going on. And, we appreciate the shit out of you guys, man. 'Cause you're the reason we do this. You know, we hear about people from California. We hear people hitting us up on Facebook. You know, Rashad's got old friends that listen, and we love it, guys. And we're going to do our best to keep it up here. So we're going to wrap this up. But I'm Slim.
I'm Shoddy. Like he said, follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Tell your friends, and we are out of this. Biatch.
We love you, motherfuckers.
Thanks for joining Shoddy and Slim on An Earful in the Emerald City. Hope you survived this torture. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Join us next time and tell your friends about the show.